And so, without further ado, the moment we've all been waiting for, let me welcome to the stage your next congressman, Bill Flores.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat.
And joining him is his wife, Gina, rope, his son, Will, his daughter-in-law, Amy, and future granddaughter.
I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow.
I cried as much as John did when he invited me to be a service as best man. I mean, I was very humbled by that. Howdy.
Howdy.
Well, we did it.
Yeah.
And to our friends, our volunteers, our supporters, our contributors, and everyone watching or listening to this tonight, together we have achieved our hard-fought victory. As always, I want to start by asking each of you to remember to pray for our troops and to pray for our country. Our country is undergoing some very difficult times right now, but I do believe that if we get on our knees and honor God, that He will honor our country. And I want to remind you to pray for our troops and protect it. He gave us the right to assemble here, to vote in the democratic process for this great republic. So please remember our troops and our country. A few minutes ago, I received a gracious concession call from Congressman Edwards. And he has promised that he would work with us as we transition to new representation for District 17. I would like to begin also tonight by thanking Congressman Edwards for his service to our country and to his family, thanking his family for their sacrifice they made while he served us. So let's give Congressman Edwards, his family, a round of applause. Gina gave a speech on April the 14th, the day after we won the primary runoff. And in it, she used a quote from Teddy Roosevelt. And in that quote, Teddy Roosevelt said, "I dream of men who will take the first step without thinking of the next thousand steps." And on December the 11th of 2009, Gina and I took the first step of the thousand steps that we completed here tonight. There were times that I wasn't sure that I would have taken that first step if I had known some of the things that we would endure to get where we are tonight. Nonetheless, there were a couple of reasons why I stayed in the race, even when it got nasty and when I felt that we were fighting an uphill fight. The first reason is the reason I had for running initially, and that's to give our kids the same opportunities to live the American dream that earlier generations gave to me. And the second reason, came later when I started getting letters from Miss Bobby Rogers in Lipan, Texas. Miss Rogers is a retired senior citizen living on a fixed income, and she sent me 6 monthly letters. In each of those letters, she had a check for $10. In each of those letters, she would write me about her love of our country and her concern for our country, and that she had hopes and prayers that I would go to Washington and to restore our country for her kids and our grandkids. I felt so humbled and burdened every time I got one of those letters because they were words of challenge and inspiration. And she reminds me of the lady in the Bible that went to the temple and gave all she had, and Jesus talked about how the lady gave all she had, even though she had little. And so it's because of these. Whenever this campaign got tough, I always remembered the original reason for running and Bobby Rogers of Lipan, Texas, and those letters of concern and love for our country. Winning a tough campaign is truly a team effort, and I want to acknowledge and thank many of the folks that helped us achieve this victory. First of all, I want to thank God for His greatness and graciousness to this imperfect man. campaigns are grueling and are difficult, and the single most important thing that helped my family and I succeed in this process was the thousands of persons that were praying for us. Particularly in the last 10 days, I had this peace. I had no clue how this race was going to come out. But starting the night of the debate on Sunday night last week, I just had this peace about me, and it was because we were covered with prayer. So I wouldn't have seen it. So for all of you in this room or in the audience, anywhere in the district tonight, thank you for those prayers. They were felt, and they were deeply appreciated. Now, please remember to continue praying for me. Because please continue to remember praying for me as a representative as we go address the many problems that this nation has, because in many ways the campaign may be easy compared to what we face as we go forward. Secondly, I want to acknowledge my family. Without their unconditional love and support, it would have been impossible for us to get where we are. Standing with me here tonight are my lovely wife, Gina, of 32 years. I love you, dear. Our son, Will. My son, John. And he's got the cutest wife in the world, Amy. So. Now, Amy is pregnant with our first grandchild. And that granddaughter, who will be born next March, gave me the third reason to run. And that's because I want to go to Washington and work hard so that that grandchild will have the same opportunities growing up that earlier generations gave to us. I'm also accompanied here tonight with my father and his wife, Joe and Chris Worth. Dad, where are you? Back there. He's back there. And by Gina's dad and his and Gina's stepmom, Elwin and Joanna Bass. Where are y'all? Back there. Okay. So I want to thank all of my family, and in particular, without their support, we couldn't have made it. Now, we all know a candidate alone can't win an election, so I want to personally recognize our outstanding campaign team, all of whom worked away from their family and worked long hours under stressful conditions to contact voters, prepare events, and develop political support. Again, I've never done this before. This was a first for me. I think we did a pretty compelling job, but it wasn't because of me. It was because of our team. I'm going to call all their names in the order that they joined our team, and we'll recognize them all after I finish calling their names. Travis Hancock, Matt Makoviak, Jordan Ballard, Andrew Gordon, John Law, Edward Getterman, Beth Hampton, Jeannie Kilgore, Bryce Bender, and Mike Mason. Let me recognize the efforts of those individuals. Now, successful campaigns all have to have a solid strategic and tactical foundation. This is just like running a business, although it's a lot more perverse than that. But and we had both the strategic foundations and the tactical foundations, and I have to recognize the campaign consultants that helped us do that. Chris Homan of Marathon Communications helped me develop our overall strategy and ground operations tactics. Brad Todd of On Message directed our media efforts, and Neff Pardita supported our direct mail efforts. So let's give them a round of applause for the work they did. And certainly not last or least at all, we had hundreds of volunteers. I think Carl Davis is in the crowd, and I don't know how many signs he installed in Robertson County, even though I lost Robertson County at night. But anyway. But we had hundreds of volunteers, that many of whom I don't know, but they went above and beyond the call of duty. And you want to know something that's humbling is when you show up on a Saturday morning in July and you see 60 people, many of whom you've never met before, and they're there to go block walking for you, to knock on doors of people that they don't know, to try to get them to support you. You want to talk about something that makes you feel small, and I will forever be indebted to these volunteers. I can't recognize all of them tonight. We'd be here all night. But there are several that I could put in a category that I call rock stars. And these include Marie McClellan, Penny Forrest, Claire Stallings, Brady Phillips, Janet McMillan, Susan Long, Maggie Wright, William Ward, Patty Eberhardt, Lisa Corner, and all of the team at the Chuck Ellison Law Firm. There are many others, and I'll recognize each of you during victory celebrations that we're going to have around the district over the course of the next several days, because I want everybody to celebrate this victory night. So let's thank our volunteers tonight. There are two other special groups that sort of formed themselves and came and support us, and that's Aggies for Bill Flores, which is a student-recognized group here at Texas A&M, and Bears for Bill Flores. So let's thank those groups. I want to thank all the Republican auxiliary organizations and Republican officials from all across the district. These include our SREC co-chairs, county chairs, precinct chairs, and volunteers that have been part of our team. These organizations include the Republican Women's Clubs, and I'll tell you what, the Republican women are the life of the party. Yeah. Republican clubs across the district, the Hispanic Republican clubs in McLennan and Brazos County, and those latter two groups are brand new groups. And, there we go. And their outreach was phenomenal. These groups, the first one of those groups, the Hispanic Club Republican Party, started in November. And I believe the Brazos County Club started in March. And they've made remarkable inroads into communities that should be Republican to start with. And so I appreciate it. Well, we love you, too. I'm also deeply appreciative of the Tea Party organizations all across our district. They represent the manifestation of the great American reawakening. And as Mike Pence said one time, in order to have an American renewal, America has to have a reawakening, and the Tea Parties are the manifestation of that. Everyday Americans coming together to restore our great country. So let's give them a round of applause. And then there was another group. It's amazing when you get people together and they want to restore their country, the things that they'll do on their own. And one of these groups is the Vets Not for Chet group. And I'm deeply appreciative of their efforts to get the word the way Bill Flores feels in his heart about veterans of this country, because we owe them everything. And so the Vets Not for Chet group made sure that veterans all across this district knew who the real Bill Flores was and what he felt for our veterans. So thank you all for doing that. I'm thankful for all those that financially co-invested with us. Your trust meant a great deal to me, and your generous contributions helped us to be successful up to this point. And I'm particularly appreciative of those individuals and families that stepped up early on before the primary and maxed out to us when I was a no-name nobody and nobody knew me, but had the faith that we could put together a winning campaign team. And so I want to thank all of our co-investors in this campaign. So. We also had several very special friends that helped us in this campaign, particularly Senator Phil Graham, whose support and advice has been so generous. He's already called tonight. I want to thank Congressman Jeb Hensarling, Congressman Louis Gohmert, and other members of the Texas Republican delegation that helped us with their advice and financial support. And I also deeply appreciate the support of former President George H.W. Bush. So, many of you know that George W. Bush is staying out of the political environment today, 43, but he did call me tonight and say that I'm going to be his congressman. He was proud to vote for us, and he's going to start sending me letters right now about what he wants done. So thank you. And you know what? We wouldn't be here tonight if tens of thousands of Texans across this district hadn't honored their responsibilities as citizens and gone to vote. And so thanks to all the voters out there. Yeah. It's a team effort to win this campaign, but this victory didn't begin with my decision to run. It actually started several years ago. And there are previous candidates and campaign that worked hard to defeat Congressman Edwards. And I need to give a special word of thanks to Arlene Wogelmuth, Van Taylor, and Rob Kernock for beginning this effort and laying the foundation. I learned an immeasurable amount by watching those campaigns and how, if you want to be smart, you learn from every prior campaign, and so their campaigns provided great foundations for this campaign. So thanks to them for running. I'm also indebted to the primary candidates that endorsed me, Dave McIntyre, Timothy D'Alessandro, and Chuck Wilson. And I'm particularly indebted to Chuck and Laurie Wilson for their support. Chuck is over here somewhere. Chuck, I will never be able to repay Chuck Wilson for what he did for me. He took me and introduced me to all of his supporters and to... It showed me different parts of the district helped me learn about different things in the district that I didn't know before I had won the runoff, and he was very helpful in doing that. Now, based on what we're seeing across the country, it appears we're going to go fire Nancy Pelosi. I'll tell you what this speech says. It says on January 5th, 2011, I'm going to start our next 1,000 steps. And at that time, I'm going to be part of a freshman class of 40 to 60. I think it's going to be like 60 plus. So I'm going to become part of a class of 60 plus conservative Republican freshmen. And let me tell you something about these freshmen that's different than you've seen in any other incoming class. I've met over 40 of them, and there are three things about us that set us apart. Number one is most of us have been in business, so we've been in the real world, not in the political world. Number two, this is the last thing we ever thought we'd be doing at this stage of our lives. And number three, we're doing it because of our kids and our grandkids. So... And what we're going to do is we're going to go to Washington, and we're going to restore America's promise and its prosperity and security for future generations. I'm humbled and honored by the efforts of each of you to fulfill this vision, and you have my word that I will remember why you sent me to Washington to serve as your representative. I promise you that I will live up to the hopes of Billy Rogers that she wrote about in her letters to me. And I promise you that I'll always remember that I put my pants on the same way every day that you do. Because really what's about is the reason I decided to run in the first place, and it's all about restoring the American dream for our children and grandchildren. And I'd like to close with Ronald Reagan's famous quote about America. It says, with our eyes fixed on the future, but recognizing the realities of today, we will achieve our destiny to be as a shining city on a hill for all mankind to see. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America, and God bless Texas. Thank you very much.
They're the words of Congressman-elect Bill Flores.